What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode. It's that time again for the EG3 show. My name is, of course, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys this evening for another episode of the EG3 show, which is all about the latest in NASCAR, the Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, I'm bringing you a special episode here concerning the duels coming up tomorrow night, and of course previewing a little bit of the trucks in action Friday night. The Camping World Truck Series begins their season Friday night at Daytona Beach, Daytona International Speedway. It's going to be a very interesting race down there. And towards the end of the podcast tonight, I, of course, will bring you the lineups of duels. The old school 150s going on tomorrow night. Of course, recording this here tonight via Valentine's Day, or I should say late afternoon here for myself here, getting it in here, and then been watching the Winter Olympics as well. Congratulations, the Americans, some doing work here so far. Of course, Chloe Kim, and then last night I saw Shaun White doing it big in the half pipe event there last night. Man, did he put on a show or what in the last 2 days over there in Pyeongchang in the Winter Olympics. Shaun White doing things big and bouncing back. The Redemption Tour is back for Shaun White. So congratulations to those guys over there doing big things, and still more to come over there on that aspect. But yes, let's dive on into a little bit this evening on what's going to take place Friday night. And of course, I don't have I do have some of the schedule with me here this afternoon. But yes, the Camping World Truck Series coming off of the Christopher Bell Championship, which Christopher Bell graduated, and of course, he is now, which has been well documented by now, for those of you who do not know, ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Bell raced in this series last year, and of course, a little bit before last year as well. Christopher Bell was by far the dominant truck last year, and he won the championship, of course, and now he's on to the Xfinity Series, which I will cover that later on this week, probably most likely Friday, before they hit the track for their first regular season event in Daytona Beach. Speed Week's underway, of course. Over the weekend, Alex Bowman winning the pole and Brad Keselowski winning a race finally at Daytona, even though it's not the biggest one yet. Brad said he's got two more to go. Of course, the second one is the duels tomorrow night, and you got the Super Bowl of all the racing, the Daytona 560th running on Sunday afternoon. But yes, last year in a truck series, we saw guys like Bell and also Brad Keselowski racing, led by Chase Briscoe and Austin Cindric, do battle as well. And the last time the trucks were on the track back in November, it was Chase Briscoe getting his first victory in a truck series in quite dominant fashion in Homestead, Miami. And Brad Keselowski Racing now doesn't exist. Shut its doors down after that race. So what a time to take yourselves out. And Brad Keselowski doesn't know what, at least at that point in time, didn't know what the plans were going down the line. There were some rumors flowing around that his team could be going cup racing. Now, Brad Keselowski is, of course, a champion of the sport, but already thinking about terms of trying to own his own team up there. But that was interesting back then. No news about that or anything else. I'm sure Brad Keselowski's been thinking about Daytona Media Day that's been going on all day today, and getting his mind right for the Daytona 500. The biggest question for him is can he continue his plate prowess that he's been doing so well in the last few years, especially mainly really at Talladega, and then finally getting a win at least in one of the Daytona races, even though it's not the 500 yet. But Ford's continuing to be stout on these plate rate on these plate tracks. And as far as Ford is concerned, the trucks, they don't got much going on. But one big change, if you will, from last year to this year is Thor Sport Racing made the change. And this was a surprise to me that Thor Sport Racing, who's been so successful in a Toyota's for the last 3 years since their existence, now make the switch over to Ford. That was the biggest question mark going into this thing here. Of course, you have Matt Crafton, the champion, Grant Infinger, and Ben Rhodes, who made it all the way to the final six in the playoffs last year, getting his first career win in the postseason last year after coming all so close. But that, to me, was probably the biggest story in all of this for the trucks is these three guys are only Fords shown on the list that you're going to be dealing with this year. So other than that, you're dealing with Chevrolet and, of course, Toyota, like in all three series are going into the season. But yes, there's no Brad Keselowski Racing. Thor Sport transferred, changed manufacturers from Toyota to Ford, which is interesting itself. But when you look at the plates, at least for Friday night, if it any success translates down, look for those three to be fast. Especially, I wouldn't count out the number 98 of Infinger, who's been pretty sporty. Got his first career win in the trucks at Talladega 2 years ago. But some guys to keep an eye on, of course, the veterans. You got Johnny Sauter back in the 21 car, in the 21 truck, yes. And then, of course, let's not forget about Noah Gregson returning for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Gregson, one of those that missed the postseason a year ago, got his first win at Martinsville, so he's going to be a player in this mix here at the beginning of the year. And he was a threat in the ARCA race last weekend to try to win it, and he pitted like some 10 times at the end of the race. I tuned in for like the last 12 laps of the ARCA race last weekend. While cars were crashing all over the place, couldn't finish the final lap, Gregson at least pitted 3 times. And he got caught for violation as well, probably. He had to start the rear like twice. So Noah Gregson, in that aspect, is very talented. And he came also close. Of course, Ryan Truex, another change. He was supposed to be back in the 16 truck for Hattori. That didn't happen either. That was also one of the bigger news stories coming from the offseason, the truck series, that Ryan Truex found himself without a ride. He was one of the hottest drivers at one point in the trucks. He missed the playoffs via tiebreaker on Ben Rhodes after the thrilling regular season finale in Chicago. But Ryan Truex landed himself a ride in the Xfinity Series, so we're not going to be seeing him in the trucks. Good for Ryan Truex, bad for Blake Koch. And then you have Young Guns replacing Christopher Bell. That I talked about on the podcast a while back in the offseason about the Gillens. Mainly Todd Gillen. He's going to be in the four. And then you had David Gillen. He's going to be in this race. I don't have the entry list on me at the moment, but I have the drivers that are on going to be participating weekly. On here, David Gillen is expected to run the Ford truck on Friday night as well. He was one time at some point sat in the front row in the Cup Series for Robert Yates Racing in way back when. So it's been a while, but the Gillens making their move, and we're going to be seeing his son Todd for at least, I believe, 20 races or something like that, somewhere in there, at least 15 to 20 races, and he's going to be running for Rookie of the Year. We're going to be seeing Harrison Burton in the 51 truck more for Kyle Busch Motorsports here this season as well. Some of these guys, yes, Todd Gilliland, yes, he's on here as well, so I kind of overlooked him a little bit, thought they didn't have him on here, And then the other news story from the trucks, Jordan Anderson continuing to do work on his own, continuing to ride his team, his own team, if you will. Of course, Jordan Anderson had a career best finish, I believe, 11th last year at some point. But Jordan Anderson now has the fame number 3 to his repertoire. He's going to be repping that here starting on Friday night for the regular season premiere of the Truck Series, the Next Era Energy Resources 250, going to go down Friday night to resume Speed Weeks after the duels that will be happening tomorrow night for the Cup drivers. But yes, very interesting mix here. I don't have the entry list pulled up for Friday night's race to look for, so, but I could tell you this. Oh, and also, the sixth, speaking of a Toro race and kind of backing up a few notches, and oh, by the way, thank you for tuning in tonight's special EG3 show episode. My name is Eddie Greer III, bringing you the world, the latest news stories and race recaps from the world of NASCAR. Of course, the EG3 show, folks, haven't been in the loop here, just been tuning in this offseason. The EG3 show, a transfer from JPEG Sports Network, KCSportsRadio.com in Kansas City for the last 3.5 years or so. And we decided our schedules are too hectic. We decided to break the band and go sort of our separate ways here. So I am continuing to do my shows, my decision to continue to roll on here and continue to strive to be better each and every podcast. So EG3ers out there, especially in the Midwest, who's been listening for over the off season, thank you for so much for your support. And I'll continue to roll out unless things come up here within the next month or so. But who knows how long this will go. But I'm going to continue to roll on with the EG3 show until otherwise. So thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Once again, each and every week, I've been bringing you a different slate of episodes. And tonight, bring you the latest in a truck series preview for Friday night's opener down in Daytona. But yes, I mean, I'm going to go back to some guys to keep an eye on here. I'm going to pick 2. I'm going to go with Kyle Busch Motorsports 18 of Noah Gregson. You don't have Bell in this mix, but you got to have, you're surrounded by other fellow young drivers such as Todd Gillen and Harrison Burton. Those cats have talent, obviously, and we're going to be learning a lot more about Todd and continuing to dive more about Harrison Burton. And a nugget on Harrison Burton, he won the K&N East Championship last season as well, so he's coming off a championship in his own right. So a lot of, as usual, Kyle Busch Motorsports brings the youth movement with him to the Truck Series, and we'll probably be seeing him, those guys right up front. But it's going to be one of those things that these races, especially in the trucks, in the series opener that we've seen, have been crazy wild. So I expect nothing less, and I would keep my eyes. I'm not going to pick a winner. You might find that somewhere, but I'm not going to pick a winner in this. So I'm going to keep some players to keep an eye on, Gregson, and also I'm pick a veteran, and one that you probably might have never thought of me picking. I'm going to go with the Iceman, Stuart Friesen. Now, yes, Stuart Friesen in that 52 truck for Hallmar Friesen Racing. So pretty much his family-owned team, and he was doing quite well in the second half of the year last year. We've seen his name pop up a few times, especially on short tracks, of course, at Eldora, but he was doing work, especially in Homestead, Miami, and a couple others late in the year as well. So he was getting some good work in, having some nice runs to finish off last season. So other than that, I keep my eyes on it, and this is not far-fetched from an upset. And you know what? I'm actually going to say it's going to be an upset on Friday night, and I'm not going to pick, like I said, I'm not going to pick a winner. I think it's going to be an upset. Somebody out of the blue is going to win this race. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. Last year, we saw Cass Gralla, somebody I would never picked to win this race last year. And he did it in thrilling fashion, holding off Ryan Truex. But I'm going to go stick with it. I mean, we see some crazy racing, especially down to the last 10 to 15 laps. I expect no less than that. And I wish I had a better agenda on who was going to be in this race. But pretty much those names that I've been telling you about here, at least in the first half of this podcast here tonight, are going to be pretty much going to be talked about all season long. So that's pretty much what you got right there. And I wouldn't be far-fetched to see somebody pull a rabbit out of the hat, especially on plate races. Somebody will come up big, and we're going to be talking about them on next week for sure. So definitely tune in. Fox Sports 1 has coverage of the Truck Series all season long, as they've had been the last several seasons. The Next Era Energy Resources 250 going to go down on Friday night. And you want to go to NASCAR.com to find out times in your area. You're listening to the ET3 show right here with me, Eddie Greer III, here with you tonight for this little bit of preview here as we are about to resume Speed Weeks tomorrow night with the duels. And then you have the trucks Friday night. And then we'll have a preview on Friday sometime. I'll have a preview of the Xfinity Series, guys, before they take their activities to work on Saturday, and of course the big one, the main event, the regular season premiere of the Monster Energy Cup Series season 2018 season will get underway. Daytona 500 Sunday afternoon. Man, it's going to be a great weekend. Yes, now it's time for the duels previews, and For those drivers who participate in the clash, obviously with this new height rule or whatever, this new set of package rules on plate racing, well, we saw a little bit of that. Cars ill handling difficulties. We've seen faster speeds in the corners, and we've seen this new plate car kind of its back end, in my opinion, ride low, all the way low to the ground, like a low rider in the back, if you will. So that's my observation so far. We've seen it, and obviously Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, the front row is set. So no matter what, unless one of those guys wrecks or has trouble with engine and whatnot, and we've seen this time and time again, you put yourself in that danger zone of, you know, if you wreck your car, your Daytona 500 primary, you're going to be behind the eight ball because you're not going to get much practice with it until pretty much game day, race day. So that's a huge disadvantage to where it's in the past where you had a couple extra practices where you had to fine-tune your car. That's not going to happen. So you wreck your 500 primary, you're in trouble, I believe, in that aspect because you don't have much laps to begin with. Even with the practices from last weekend, what we've seen is, you know, less drafting practice, but the drivers who were in the clash, like the Penske guys, Austin Dillon, the Toyotas, pretty much all of them except Suarez, a lot more, obviously McMurray, Harvick, Kurt Busch, the defending 500 winner. Those guys, they got the advantage. And then you have these guys like Alex Bowman and Duel Run to kick off the duels here tomorrow night. William Byron going down the list. Eric Almirola. Ryan Newman. Was Newman a part of it? I think he was a part of the clash. Yeah, he was. So scratch that. Bubba Wallace. Ty Dillon. Chris Buescher. Burton Gaughan. Justin Marks, Jeffrey Earnhardt, David Gillen, and David Reagan. Those guys in the first duel, and pretty much all of those, they don't have something, no notes to compare it to and all that other stuff, no data where they can copy off somebody else and try to race with it. It's going to be really interesting, especially you got all these Chevys in this first duel. I find it interesting, only one Toyota, that is the Toyota of Suarez, but you have the first three, you have Bowman, Johnson, and Byron, the Hendrick guys, 1, 2, 3 already up there in this mix. So, am I going to predict some winners? Yes, I will. So, something to keep an eye on, I think, Duel 1 could be, and it's usually always pans out like this, for whatever reason, except for maybe last year or last couple of years, really, that the first duel is very calm and collected in this. Or actually, excuse me, the first duel is always wild, and then the second one is much more relaxing. Maybe the relaxing might be the wrong word, but the last several years, though, we've seen the first duel very calm, very steady, and then we've seen the second duel a lot more racier with a lot more bold moves, and somebody goes to the backup car, and I won't be go far-fetched. We might see that. So that's probably a good chance it could happen to somebody in one of these two dual races tomorrow night. We could see that, but hey, who knows, especially if this package, drivers are having trouble getting a grip, especially coming out of the car. We've seen drivers hacksawing at the wheel, trying to save the car, and we know we might even see the big one, obviously, on Sunday afternoon. But yes, you see Alex Bowman in duel one, and it's tough to pick a rabbit out of the hat. It's with much to go on, and I gotta stick with Ryan Blaney in this 12. He was in the part of Clash and looked very good, and of course Penske Racing continues. We said this over and over again on this podcast. Everybody said it in the NASCAR media. These Fords, whether it's Stuart Haas Racer and Penske, whatever, we've seen these guys, or Roush Fenway, let's not forget about them. Well, particularly Stenhouse. These guys continue, whether it's a new package or the old one from last year, these guys continue to put it down and continue to run up front, and I wouldn't be surprised. And oh yeah, oh, by the way, Joey Logano's in this duel as well. Man, I gotta go with one of the Penske guys. It's too far-fetched, and if they hook up, I think Ryan Blaney's gonna take it and do one. I gotta stay with him on this. Yes, I picked him over Logano, but these guys. But Alex Bowman, yes, he had a pole. He has a strong car, obviously, but it's gonna be time for him to learn his race car and keep it out of trouble. He's got the most. I think, to me, he has the most to lose in the night. Duels of the night tomorrow night. Going down to duel number two, you're listening to the EG3 show. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, here as usual for the EG3 show. Duel number two, of course, has the outside guy who's going to be starting number two no matter what, Denny Hamlin, unless he has issues, and he's already got the number one spot, and he is probably going to dictate this this race here pretty much. And vice versa with the Hendrick guys, you got the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas 1-2-3. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Erik Jones. And kind of a hybrid in this is sitting right there on the same row of row two. That's Kevin Harvick, who somehow, like I talked about in the reaction podcast, lost the draft and fell awfully behind. So we'll see what he's got. And we have to determine Austin Dillon in this. Paul Menard, who wasn't a part of the Clash. You have Larson Truex Jr. will be starting 13th in this duel as well. And some others, AJ Allmendinger, Matt Dennebeno, DJ Kennington in this field. And Danica Patrick is going to be starting off the grid 14th in her final Daytona 500. So all these guys in duel number two. And yes, you might as well stick with the numbers on this. Denny Hamlin could win this thing as well. It's hard for me to 500 already. I look at this Austin Dillon character here, and we talked about this all off season. I might sound like I repeat myself or whatever, but Austin Dillon to me with the comments of championship for a bus was so far, but even prior to this year, the start of this year, he's looked good, especially at Daytona, Talladega, and of course he has the fan number three that's been famous for so many years, especially here at this particular racetrack. Austin Dillon came down here to race, and he's going to probably make something happen in this duel as well. But got to go against the grain here, not dealing with the Fords, if you will, as so much. But you got Harvick in this, and Bowyer, so you got to deal with them. This is going to be a Toyota Ford battle, and Larson, he might mix it up a little bit, but at the end of the day, man, it's gonna, for me, this one's a hard one. Got to go outside. Do I go outside the box on this one? I'm going to go outside the box here. I'm going to go Clinton Boyer on this one as well. Part of that forward tantrum as well. So, yes, I have two forwards winning the duel. So, oops. But, hey, I mean, I'm just going off of what I'm seeing. The forwards look pretty good. And, yes, I'm going to go with Clinton Boyer outside the box here. Probably, you know, the favorite here is probably Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin. I'm going to go outside the box a little bit out of right field to pick Clinton Boyer. He's due. He is overdue for a big season, and he might get it done. He's also pretty good at Daytona and Talladega. So all that said, it's going to be a great, great night of racing tomorrow night for the duels. Duel number one, duel number two. At least Central Time, it's going to be 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 East Time. And then the second duel will probably start somewhere 20 minutes after that. So I'm not going to tell you the time for that because that's a hit or miss for that. But yes, tune in for the duels tomorrow night starting at 7 Eastern Time. Those races, for those of you who want to tune in to take a break from the Winter Olympics, it is going to be on Fox Sports 1. You don't want to miss it. So there's my little predictions on there. Yes, I would definitely, those are some drivers to keep an eye on. Yes, Austin Dillon is my guy to watch. And I'm also interested in seeing what Truex does as well as off on speed, at least by itself. So that was, I talked about that a little bit last week as well, compared to the other JGR Toyotas, but he was racy in the class, so he and that team might have a different plan and agenda as well, focusing more on the handling of the race cars instead of the speed. So a lot of interesting agendas going in, especially at night, where the Daytona 500 is going to be run in the early afternoon all the way to the dusk part of the day. But these cars could be a handful. If there were a handful in that clash, there could be a huge handful at night. The handling is a lot more difficult. So it's already difficult when you talk about Daytona and obviously the repave. It's been quite a while now, and we saw the characteristics a little bit in that clash. Tomorrow night's going to be no different. So pumped up. See the duels go down tomorrow night. We might have a reaction to the duels on the podcast here as well, probably via the next day. So tune in for that as well as we get ever so closely to kick off the season in the Monster Energy Cup Series. All right, folks, just a couple more minutes left tonight on the Duels Capable Truck Series preview edition of the podcast EG3 Show. And yes, for those of you who want to tune into the podcast, yes, we're on Audio Boom and Spotify. So yes, EG3 Show, and you'll see the Black Panther logo there. And that is the right one. So yes, I changed it again. Getting ready for the Black Panther movie that's coming up on Friday as well. So a lot of activity going on in movie theaters and on the racetrack and at Pyeongchang. A lot of stuff going on. And you can catch up more updates coming up on our Facebook page, which has been hot lately. Facebook.com/EG3Show for the latest and what's going on during the week leading up to the 500 and after the 500 as well. But once again, EG3 Show, catch it on Audio Boom. We're right there on that and Spotify. And I'm almost caught up with all the episodes. And I should be caught up with all the episodes probably either today or tomorrow. You'll be able to listen to the podcast on SoundCloud as well. So we got those three going and looking probably to add a fourth to the mix as well. Spotify, Audio Boom, SoundCloud. We got you covered on the social media side of things, folks. Speed Weeks will resume tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for this edition of the EG3 Podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III. Once again, thank you for tuning in to tonight's special edition of the podcast. And stay tuned for more episodes to come this week. Once again, the duels tomorrow night. Who is going to set the row for row two? So the duel winners coming out of duel one and duel two will set up row 2 and the rest will follow itself. And by the way, I'll end it with this. Duel 1 will have the inside lane, the finishing order, and then duel 2 will set the outside lane, and we will know the starting lineup for the Daytona 500 tomorrow night. Eddie Greer III, EG3. Hey y'all, we rolling out.